This is Kathleen Laval, your roving reporter for the Society of Neurolinguistic Programming. Today, our guest is Niels Kuchorek. Was that
exactly,
close enough?
Exactly right. Okay.
And you are based in Cologne, Germany?
That's right.
And what is the name of your company?
It's called Integral Life Design.
Great. And what are some of the services and seminars that you do within that company?
Well, I do like NLP practitioner and master training, and I do coaching as well. So, and I do some open seminars, like theme-based seminars. So,
what are some of the themes?
Well, next year I'm going to do one thing that I'm really looking forward to. It will be a three-day seminar on the three movies on the Matrix.
Wow.
And I will do some trance work and like set up some anchors and stuff and link it to the movie, so people kind of learn from me and from the movie in a different way that they
That's exciting.
Did before. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that myself.
Yeah.
How long has it been that you've been involved in NLP?
I think I started doing NLP 5 years ago
mm-hmm.
in Germany. So at first I had like formal German training, and then I think 2 years ago I saw Richard for the first time. So.
And what was that like?
That was completely different to everything that I ever had like seen in NLP before. Because mm-hmm. actually what I first learned was kind of like the theory of NLP.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know at the time that it was just the theory. I just had the feeling that something is missing here. Something that I had all the knowledge, but still I couldn't put it into practice. And then I went to a three-day NHR thing with Richard. And it was kind of funny because when I came home, after a few days, my wife asked me, are you taking any drugs lately? And I'm like, why? Why do you say that? And she's, because you're in such a good mood every day since you're back from that seminar. And I actually hadn't noticed that before. I was just like, and then I started a few weeks later, I started noticing changes in my coaching work, that I just wasn't explaining so many things anymore, but really like started doing things to people. And where I needed like 10 sessions before, I just needed 2 after I had seen Richard.
Right. And so. We're referring, of course, to Dr. Richard Bandler.
Of course.
And if you were having other careers in your life, I'm sure you would have been successful knowing you in anything you decided to do. But what is the difference that NLP has made in choosing this?
Well, to me, NLP is really about constantly growing one's personal freedom and one's range of choices, and even one's range of, well, in terms of intensity of good feelings. It's like sometimes I'm so amazed, I'm running around in the street and I just get hit by a really good feeling, you know, and I don't know where it comes from, but it's fine. And it stays a while and then it gets even better. No. So, yeah, what difference it makes to me is really that since I started NLP, I just did so many more things in my life that I wouldn't even have considered before. And I get to help people getting to this kind of freedom themselves. So, and that is which really makes me tick, you know, to be able to work with people and
right.
and see the changes in them. So,
when you were first learning NLP, and then you went on to begin training in NLP, as it evolved for you, is there anything in particular that was maybe a humorous situation or a particular client that you found amusing?
There were lots of humorous situations. Yeah, I remember, like on my last practitioner, there were at the beginning there were 10 people, and at the beginning it was, four singles in the course. And at the end of the course, those 4 singles were like 2 couples. And so then, which I didn't have anything to do with, but...
Okay.
So at the end of the seminar, they said like, well, maybe you should put on a single seminar. And I said, this one was a single seminar, and it worked!
What is one of the biggest challenges you have as an NLP trainer?
Well, at first, at least at the beginning, the biggest challenge was to do the marketing, actually. The training is great. The training, I just, you know, let myself go. But the biggest challenge, actually, in the beginning was doing the marketing stuff. And, like, getting the first participants and, mm-hmm. you know, make your name known in the market. That basically was, right. Yeah.
So then now we have persuasion engineering, though, that will help with that.
Yeah, right.
And what is it that you most cherish about being a trainer of NLP? What is, I mean, besides, you know, it's a financial business, you're making yeah. money in this career, but what else is the most rewarding for you?
Actually, the kind of the magic moments are just when I see a radical change in people. Like, I do training over, like, I do 10-day trainings and split them over 5 months. And then, like, every weekend, I can see in their posture, in their physiology, in the way they talk, that they have changed dramatically from the last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And just to observe this, you know, is just so, it gives me such a great feeling. You know?
Yeah.
And when I read the testimonials they give me, I'm always so amazed. And I think, are they really writing about me?
Of course they are. We used to take pictures at the beginning of the seminar. And then we would take pictures at the end of the seminar after the practitioner trainings. And we would show them to them. And they would always be amazed because they would actually look younger yeah. at the yeah. end of the seminar. Yeah. And all the lines are gone and, you know, they just glowed and the circulation right. was there. And we used to enjoy doing that. So is there any particular line or phrase maybe that Richard has said or you read in a book that really hits home for you and maybe comes to mind quite often?
There are two, actually. The one is that he said once, like, if you continue to do bad things, you will continue to feel bad, no matter how much NLP you do. And that's what I really admire in Richard, that he has this high standard of ethics, mm-hmm. and that often comes to my mind when I do trainings. And the second one is this fabulous mantra he has for shutting up one's inner dialogue, which is just repeating to yourself, shut the fuck up, shut the fuck up, shut the fuck up, and it works every time.
That's great. So beyond the Matrix seminars that you're doing, what is it that you can kind of project that you want to evolve into, or any other future plans? What would be your ideal thing to do down the road?
I want to do some like personal enhancement stuff. Like when I like working with like maybe groups of six of people like over the period of a year, and just like do one day a month or something, and kind of so that I just really work at the questions that they have and the developments that they want to make, which I will of course use all the NLP skills I have, but it will not be about training them in NLP skills, but taking all those skills
mm-hmm.
to and tailor the training exactly to their needs, which I'm already doing in the practitioner trainings too, but that would be even more intense. Yeah,
that's great. And any advice to those that might be listening that are thinking about whether or not they should get involved in NLP and eventually maybe even training NLP?
Well, first advice I would give is if somebody has just heard about NLP and didn't do any trainings yet, just to really check it out, because you can't get NLP from books or from what other people tell you. You just really go to a seminar or go to a good NLP trainer and just have them demonstrate something on you so you can really feel the effect,
mm-hmm.
so that you have, because just like John Laval says, experience is the answer. So that would be my advice.
Great. Well, I really want to thank you for spending some time with us today.
I thank you.
We're looking forward to hearing more good things from Germany. And that's our interview with Niels from Cologne, Germany. So look for great things coming from him down the road. Thank you again, Niels.
Thank you.